This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Nara Goya. Chief Minister Pema Khandu extended warm greetings to the people of the state on the harvest festivals of Makar Sankranti, Lohri, Pongal and Bihu. He wished that these festivals of gratitude and abundance bring prosperity, good health and happiness to every household. The Chief Minister called upon the celebration of the spirit of hard work, harmony with nature and unity in a rich cultural diversity. Deputy Chief Minister Chona May inaugurated the Pasuram Kund guest house, offering modern amenities and comfortable accommodation, improving convenience, safety and overall experience for devotees and visitors arriving at the sacred pilgrimage site. He also inaugurated the Pasuram Kund Mela and offered prayers to Bhagwan Pasuram at the sacred Pasuram Kund on the occasion of Makar Sankranti. Minister for Agriculture Gabriel De Wangsu led the Agri Startup Meet cum Startup Fund Disbursement Ceremony at CHFRABI College of Horticulture and Forestry, Pasighat. He informed that under RKVY incubation system, grant in aid were disbursed to 24 selected startups to bolster their entrepreneurial journey in agriculture and allied sectors. A total of 2.75 crore rupees was distributed. Minister Wangsu said it is heartening to see state's youth driving innovation to strengthen the rural economy and the startup ecosystem of the Northeast. Ojing Tasik, Minister of RD and Panchayati Raj, attended an extensive development meeting with the people of Beging village at the DC's Conference Hall, Bolang, holding in-depth deliberations on pressing local issues, developmental priorities and the aspirations of the community. He emphasized the importance of participatory governance, transparent decision-making and coordinated efforts among departments to ensure effective implementation of welfare and infrastructure projects. Furthermore, he reiterated the government's commitment to inclusive, sustainable and people-centric development that strengthens grassroots institutions and delivers tangible benefits to every section of society. Nyamar Karbak, Chairman IT and E-Governance Council, launched two AI and machine learning courses, the AI Explorer Program and AI Job Ready Program, for students and youths at Government High Secondary School, Kamba, District West Siang. The AI Explorer program is a 5-day boot camp for grade 6 to 12, while the AI Job Ready program is a 60-hour advanced course for college students and graduates, offering skills, technologies, exposure, and career preparation. Tawang Brigade organized a special program at the Tawang War Memorial commemorating Veterans Day to honor the selfless service and supreme sacrifice of India's veterans. The event witnessed the participation of a large number of local ex-servicemen and Veer Naris, reaffirming the enduring bond between Indian Army and its veterans. During the occasion, wreath were laid at the war memorial by Brigadier Bhopal Singh, SM, along with the senior-most veteran of Tawang, Koncho Dorji Lama. In addition, veterans were felicitated for their exceptional post-retirement contributions to society. An interactive session was also held in which the veterans shared inspiring experiences. Kameng Healers of Ball of Fire Division under Gajraj Corps inaugurated West Kameng District's first IUI Center, Intrauterine Insemination Center at Tenga, bringing modern fertility treatment and enhanced reproductive healthcare services to the district. The inauguration also included a refurbished dental section, strengthening specialized service. These healthcare upgrades will support civilians and service personnel by delivering improved timely medical care across West Kameng and adjoining districts. The Department of SDE, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, successfully organized its first Pradhan Mantri National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme Awareness Workshop cum Mobilization Drive and Government ITI Rowing in collaboration with the District Skill Committee. The workshop highlighted the importance of apprenticeship on the job training in enhancing youth employability. Training cum Agro Inputs Distribution Program is underway by Defence Research Laboratory, DRL, Tejpur in convergence with Arunachal Pradesh State Rural Livelihood Mission from January 13 to 15 at different villages of Kurunkume District. More than 120 beneficiaries, mostly women farmers, attended the program. They were also provided with nano urea, secateurs and special design knives for harvesting large cardamom. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.